This is an exhibition on the largest line of force, line of goodwill. And this is a project that some of us in several groupings have been working on for the last 2.5 years. So it's a pretty solid baseline now. We have had quite a few interactions with the community. And it came up in the Matomandia group, and then it came from the what was called in the Petra project that came in, which was from the business side. And when it was kind of clear that this was really a common movement, then also the Habitat was brought in, and Louis joined the group. So Uma, I would like you to introduce the people from the team actually who are here. Can you do that now?
People who are here in the group, so we have Aurelio and Helena, Torquil, Judith, Jaya, myself, Angel, Helmut, and many of us who are not here, Srimoy, Arumani, Lalit, Louis Kohan, and Anupama,
and Anu.
Yes. So some of the team members right now are not in the room, and Anupama has the whole architect student and Alba and Aditi and Umang, and they have been working with the team of Anupama and plus many, many more. So that's a core team.
So in the summer we had a group of 40 architects here together with Anupama who did work on the urban planning study for it. And after that we had prepared a brochure and the model that is seen here, it was prepared. And then we wanted to see how we could move the next step and again interact with the community and move further. So we are having this exhibition and we have 24 architects and architecture students who are coming from the 23rd of February to the 6th of March, and they will be working here at Junt Pavilion. So they will be working on the Habitat concept, and they will be also creating a larger model on a scale of 1 to 100. So you can come at any time and look at what is going on and interact. Also, this morning we spoke with Jacqueline and she very sweetly offered us to have all the photos that she has from Roger's work. So we are putting that up bit by bit because that's actually very interesting to see also this concept of kind of creating a city and how to work with the galaxy model, etc. So is there something else I should say?
Very
good. Thank you. If you have questions, you can ask questions afterwards to all of us.
Where's the book?
Yeah, there is a red book lying up there. So we are really looking for feedback. We have received quite a bit of feedback from the community, which we are going to process now. And I would like to say also very kind of comforting for all of us is that the topics which are raised are all of our topics. They're our concerns as much as the people who are raising them, because we really want to get this one right. So, yes?
Perhaps it's important to mention that this model is a concept
model. Judith will take all that. Judith will talk about the model, so I will leave that to her, but it's true. We are continuously having to remind the community that what we are working right now are concepts for urban planning. It is not an architectural design model. It is just where you can kind of, layman like me, a lay person, can see how does it have to connect, you know? What are the parameters that the architects will have to work with for all the different sustainability in all the different ways? I think that is it. We'll go into detail. Thank you.
So, good afternoon. Very nice to see that you are here. Because this project is very close to our heart, because we feel now that we have come to the point of Orbe's 50th year. And actually it's an inspiration and a power has come to us and is moving us towards encouraging the whole community to collaborate in moving towards the city. And especially the idea that we could take one very significant element of the city plan, as long as line of force, and by finding a way to build it, finding a way to manifest it, we can find a way how we are going to build the rest of Oregon in alignment with our ideals, to build an Oregon that really reflects the dream for which we all come, which is not really, it is everything. It is about our way of being, how we can each live our lives here in the highest aspect of our being, and do to have this manifest itself in the most material way, so that we can be living according to our dream of how we would like to live from inside out, but have an environment that we are creating which will totally support this and reflect this both. So this model is indeed only a concept relating to the fact that we have been given this idea that there can be Orville's outline as the galaxy city is made up of these lines of force. But the lines of force, much misunderstood over the years because of the way they've been portrayed, are actually supposed to be special living environments. This particular longest line of force is the one, is the only one that goes really from the periphery of Oregon right to the center. It goes from the outer road right to the edge of the lake, across basically from the visitor center to the west gate of Mount Monty. We have to see that this concept that we're looking at here is in our very flat landscape. Roger has dreamed that we would have hills. So we don't need to see this in terms of things that we know from our normal urban awareness of what people do. This is an attempt to make habitat, and in this case, other aspects of our life, something which is organically fitting into the landscape. On our flat landscape, we will start to have hillsides rising. We have been looking everywhere for illustrations to show what it is we are dreaming of, to portray on these panels, for example. It's almost impossible. Everywhere else in the world, when somebody thinks about a green building, something related to nature, you see a lot of glass or concrete or steel with plants put all over it. Here we have to come to something else. We have to come to something where we can really say this organically blends into nature. And we haven't seen yet where this has been done. So it's a huge challenge to turn this supposedly building into something that is really full of nature and lives in harmony with nature and allows us to live in harmony with nature and not feel divorced from nature. The largest activity, you could say, of this line of force is about residential area. The whole idea from the beginning of this particular line of force, which lies on the boundary of the residential zone and the international zone, is that it will provide housing for up to 8,000 people. This in itself is of course something we're going to do gradually because that's a huge step. But nevertheless, big step we want to take. Why do we want to take this step? Because if Oregon is really going to grow and be built, We need the our buildings to come and be here and to build it, and we cannot have them when we have nowhere for them to live. But it's not only that we have nowhere for them to live, but if we're going to create somewhere for them to live, we want someone to create somewhere where they can live as our buildings. Not bringing all the habits that we bring from outside and being forced almost by our limitations to keep on doing the same old because Mother gave us a dream and everybody comes here to Oroville only because they follow this dream. We have to find a way that within this area of habitat people can live according to that dream. So that dream involves all kinds of things that take us away from the personal, our sense of ownership, to learn the joy of not having personal possessions, to live in a way that we don't waste a lot of time on dealing with our own, you know, the garden, and to find the plumber, cooking our own meals. It all has to be integrated in this space, but in such a way that the other parts of this project can blend with it without, grating on each other. Because at this end of the line of goodwill, we are dreaming of the gateway. The gateway is a new dream on how to receive all these people who are coming. Right now it's amazing how many people are here. But they're all coming and they're all going away. And what happened? We don't know how we touched them. We don't know what they have that they might have liked to give and could give to Oroville, to the dream. We don't have really any way of making this interaction. We just sort of show them some panels, but we are not connecting. So the whole principle of the gateway is a place where when these people come here, whether they come for a day, an hour, or a day, a week, or some time, first of all, they will get a really the best possible experience of Oroville and what Oroville is that we can possibly, but also that they get left with the feeling that they have a way of being in contact and that they can relate. They can keep on their experience of what they gain in Oroville and that it's not just lost when they get into their car and drive away. And that we can be enriched. The Oroville belongs to nobody in particular, but to humanity as a whole, can take benefit from all these people, their skills, their energies, their knowledge, their dreams also. So this is the fundamental principle behind the gateway. We see it as something where Oroville can be a showcase, but also a place of complete interaction. And we also believe that by doing this, there is a real way, and another way, in another spirit, in another meaning, to have some real boost to our economic activity, our economic relationship with the world, and to be able to generate the means to live, for Orovillians to live the Oroville dream of economy, but also to find the means to build the city. So it's a very important aspect of this part of the building. Is also there are two aspects of the economy. The means can be found and generated to help live the Oroville economy, as Mother has described to us, and at the same time, maybe even generate the means or find the means towards building the rest of the city. Mashmandir has a real pressing everyday problem. Lots and lots and lots of people coming to Mashmandir. Many of them are coming just as daily visitors and are just going up the road, walking, and going to the viewing point, which is right now. Most of this line follows where they walk actually up to this point, and then they come up here and they're standing here. Most of the time you have the feeling, you see them, you hear how they are in this walk that they have, and we've tried it because it's a beautiful walk. They don't really shift out of, we're on a tourist trip, we're on our picnic, this is our day out thing. And they still arrive at the viewing point, chattering away with each other, occupied in their heads with whatever it is that they're normally on about together. And when they stand there and they look at this golden ball, the golden globe as they call it, but there's no real sense of true interaction, it's just a sort of wonder of the world. But there's nothing that's, there's no atmosphere at our viewing point at the moment that makes them quiet and silent and go inside and relate to what is the meaning of this golden globe. So it's just a picnic, it's a day out. There are other people who get touched or curious, they really want to know what's going on inside, who are willing to take quite some trouble to come back the next day and go. We have about 85,000 people a year who are willing to make this trouble to come and then enter into the mushroom here. They have a much more meaningful experience. But with them, what we have is a real transport problem. They're up and down generating vast amounts of dust and pollution up and down the road to get from here to there. On this road, being a road, right in the middle of the international zone, is generating all kinds of other traffic and other pollution, orderly and even outside traffic. We would like really that along the radio, which according to the master plan runs the length of this line of force, we would reverse the trend. We're going to have a radio that doesn't have noisy, polluting traffic. We want to have something which allows us to take our visitors to the Mansion Mandir silently, quietly, no pollution. The idea that we're having is that in the lower levels, not underground, this would be a misnomer, there's nothing underground, but in the lower levels, we would have some sort of silent, non-polluting vehicle that will take people very through an atmosphere full of greenery, but also full of atmosphere that will quieten people down, individualize themselves from their group dynamic, and help them to arrive at the reception center, of the final reception center here, and take that beautiful, can you imagine how beautiful it would be, come out there from being, as it were, like ground plus one, right? All full of greenery and beautiful, but then in a sense you come out again into the open air and then you see the bridge across the lake. You cross that bridge, already seeing Matrimonio West entrance, so beautiful in front of you. You walk down there. Of course, we do something about people who can't walk, but as always. And then that beautiful down and up. And the people, by the time they really arrive in the chamber, should be individualized from their groups and feeling like they're really having a deep inner experience, which is the meaning of matrimony, at least the point of COVID. There will be a place at this point, more or less here, just within or after the gateway, where we will have a custom-made reception center for the matrimony visitors alone, who helped us with all our filtering. And also, for the people who are not ready to come every day, make this big effort to go to the chamber, we are thinking to use certain points on the upper floors or even the roof of the line of goodwill as viewing points for much more here. To do this within the concept, it's just a concept, is going to be important to make absolutely sure that they can do that going through this building, which is actually a habitat, without impacting the daily lives of the people who are living there. Because those people who are living there are going to have their very private spaces, but they're also going to have community spaces and collective spaces for harmonious collective living, more like you can imagine a certain level of communities rather than community within the length of this 800 meter building. So when we are thinking about this mobility line, one of our dreams is that if we find a solution to find a way to make this kind of beautiful way of moving around for these people, that then it can become some sort of a model for the rest of us, especially in the locale, the Crown, Soul Kitchen, Tsiru, but even for us as Orevillians and friends of Oreville and newcomers and so on, volunteers who are here, and we can also have some sort of transport like this to some kind of level of mobility of this kind, that will mean that we don't need our cars, we don't need our motorbikes, and that we will be able to move around, I don't know, some silent, non-polluting transport system, or on our bicycles, or on our feet. So that is where the whole element of mobility, not just for within the line of goodwill, but mobility in general, becomes so important in this project. So I think that's it. I think I said quite a lot. Is there something I missed?
So we were imagining that how it would look like. It's sometime in planning or in our imagination, we are so caught up with what's happening right now that it's very difficult to visualize future. So there was an effort, Dorothy wrote a travel blog that in 2023 somebody is visiting Oroville and getting ready and somebody's coming. So Dorothy, would you just talk about a little bit how we see that? And it is, we made that, we printed it as a little booklet, so anybody wants to take the track, it's very interesting. We are so, yeah,
When an architect today tried to make a new big building, it's very important to see this building from all the user points of view. So it's a very common thing that you try to write how an experience to visit the building or work in this building is. So this is, you should see as the first example how you could do that. It should be followed up with all the people and all the different organizations who want to work in this building, how they want to see it. Because out of all these viewpoints, it would be much easier for an architect to somehow design this so it becomes, somehow becomes the best of whatever it can be. So that's all. It's just a very simple example. You're most welcome to come with your own example because we would like much more viewpoints on how this building should be and how it would be approached by anybody who sees it.
Don't talk about buildings. It's a whole part of the city. Big buildings, micro projects.
A
difficulty.
This was actually only for the Avery. It has to be redone again for any other part.
Okay. So I'll probably speak on behalf, also on behalf of yourself and on behalf of Anupam a little bit.
Okay, so it's a pleasure to be here. I work with Anupam since earlier now. Of course, I'm a little bit intoxicated of all the philosophy now. I just want to say one thing. Is that we are architects, of course we are doing the technical part, you know, putting our heart, like you did, say. So we are trying to do a collective work from the beginning and giving enough structure to have unity, but also enough freedom to have diversity, you know. So this is just this project. This is not a building, it's just this loves of playing to build a city with all of you. And that's all I want to say.
So you are all welcome to keep passing by. Yeah. We will be moving around quite a bit because we will have the 25 students and others who are working here. At the same time, we will in the afternoon have the bridge conference. We also have the exhibition on the Macho Mandir by Loretta in the Hall of Peace. We will have other events here. We will have a book launch for Piero, architecture book on Piero Gloria. And we will also be on Saturday,
28th?
Wednesday. We will also be installing the 7 new chairs from George Nakashima in the Hall of Peace. So we have quite a lot of stuff happening, so the students will actually be moving around depending on what is going on elsewhere. So they will be working in here, they might be working up on this shelf, they might be working in the Hall of Peace, they might be working in our office on the other side, or at our place where we usually have meals and stuff in the evenings, or on this front side here, all depending on what is convenient for the whole overall. We really have been, had the students have been very inviting to it in Alpama. We really would like to have an interactive space that Aurelians and others come by, look at what is happening, talk with people, ask questions, write down concerns, and express them too. It was a sense that this would give us a possibility to actually have what I think many of us have been dreaming about for 11 years, our town planning unit, that it would be like a busing hub, and one could interact, and there were levels of interaction, etc., more and openness like that. So we feel that maybe if it works, then we will maybe have a little taste of what it could be like with a kind of more common planning situation and not architects working so much, I'm not complaining, you know, because people work individually also, but somehow to have something which is a collective focus. So you are welcome to come by. I want to thank everybody who's working with you. Judith wants to say something more. Yes?
Just one more thing, to say that on the 28th, after 7 o'clock, after the fire and the water ceremony, we are planning to have a walk from the West Gate down as much as we can of the line of goodwill. We hope to walk and mark the path as much as we can with flowers, and when we arrive at the gateway site, we are planning to meet and have a little breakfast together, and everybody is warmly invited to come and join.
So we will be leaving on the 28th morning after the bonfire and the water ceremony. We will be walking from the West Gate. I think there are two walks actually leading from there. One is for the International Song and one which will walk the gateway. And I think there is breakfast at the end of both of them. So you can little bit like this, not know which end up to walk after. But I think that is also very welcome to pass by to interact, and let's hope that we again move things one step forward. There is a brochure on the gateway and line of goodwill. Do we have any samples lying here now?
Yeah.
We will have a few samples here. For those who really are very interested and would like to have one, then please let us know, and then we will print up enough for to give like that. But we have a few permanent copies here. And I think that is that's all. Thank you very much for being here. Yes, I want to say one thing. I want to tell everybody who these last 2 days have worked like mad hatters to get those exhibitions in place. Because we had a big exhibition on Art for Land with more than 350 artworks, which in 3 days have been moved out, and this has been moved in and worked before. So the people have been really hard working, your Korean staff, your guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.